Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Pinnell, for today, January 18th, and we have a new date just for a few weeks. Today's the Tuesday date. We will not have a show this Thursday. We will be back next Tuesday for another show, and then after that, we'll go back to Thursday night. So please try to keep up with us. We're on tonight for the next 45 minutes, and our guest tonight is T. Strong out of Charlotte, North Carolina. She'll be here to join us in conversation. We're going to be talking about this past Sunday's Golden Globe Awards, and we're going to also be joined by makeup artist J.K. Hunter, who's going to discuss some of the looks from the Stella Awards this past weekend in Tennessee. But for now, I think my sister Denise has some quick notes she wants to share with us. We have some new beauty news, I believe. Are you there, Denise?
I'm here. Good evening, everyone, and just wanted to invite everyone to join me in the chat room. I will be logged on in a few minutes, just kind of getting settled down from a job that I had earlier this evening. So please join us in the chat room in the Beauty Lounge. If you have any questions, you can give me the questions in the chat room, or you can call in at 914-803-4399 and call in with your questions. And basically, I just wanted to go over the dates again for the upcoming makeup trade shows that are coming up. We have IMAX London, January 29th through 30th. We have the makeup show in Los Angeles, that's February 26th through the 27th. Those are the two shows that are coming up pretty quickly. So if you want to attend IMAX London or the makeup show in L.A., then you can go to, for IMAX, you can go to www.imax, I think it's just imax.com or www.makeupmag.com. And for the makeup show L.A., it's www.thepowdergroup.com for information on those classes. And I do know Kathy Aragon and Orlando Santiago will be teaching a makeup 101 class at that makeup show LA, so check that out if you're interested. And we should have
Teaching that together? Are they teaching that together?
Yes, they're doing it together. Yeah.
Okay.
When Orlando was on, Kathy mentioned that in the Beauty Lounge. So.
Oh, okay. So that's the class that they were talking about. I thought she was talking about something separately, like at her studio.
No. Well, I think she wants him to come to her studio to do a class, but they are doing that class up in still L.A.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, right now we have been joined by J.K. Hunter. Hello, J.K., how are you?
Hi, ladies, I'm fine, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Wonderful.
I'm just a little tired from being on set for an extremely long time for the last few days, but I'm here.
I understand you're working on the movie. That was Janice, right?
Yes, it was.
Janice, yeah.
That was Denise or Janice?
Janice.
That was
you know I can't tell y'all apart. Not by phone. I can tell you apart when I'm looking at you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for joining us. We want to start the conversation off with you. You just completed your... How, now, how How many times have you keyed the Stella Awards?
This is my fifth year.
So you just completed your fifth year of the Stella Awards. How was that?
Oh, my God. I don't know that I have recovered yet. It was extremely busy. It was great. Everything went well. Just entirely just busy.
Tell us a little bit about, like some of the things that you do for the, what your responsibilities are for the Stellar Awards and how you prepare for that. And then we'll get into some of the looks a little later.
Well, basically, what I do is I begin to try to find early in advance, get some sponsors simply completely just for the makeup room, not counting the sponsors that the Stella Awards production office actually gets for the award show, but people who will send products maybe and sponsor us and give us some extra support in the makeup room who may want to put their product in front of some of the stars or some of the stylists. So I start months in advance with that, and I get together my letter and information I'm going to send out for all of that. So I start off with that. Actually, at the least 2 months in advance, sometimes 3-4 months in advance, so that it doesn't get down to the wire on getting things. From there, I start establishing crew, people that, I know I can rely on, usually people that are local. I always want some of my friends and some of you all that are out of town to do it, but everybody always ends up getting booked, and that's been the case almost every time that I've had somebody getting ready to come in from out of town that they get booked. So I end up doing that. I found local artists who, are good, who want to work on the show, or up and coming who want to work on the show. And I review their portfolios, look at their websites, Facebook pages, have them email me their resumes. And so I go into some of that. And then the week before it's finalizing any sponsorships, making sure all packages have been received, pre-packaging and grouping together any products that I may gift in the suite, in the makeup room, and getting that makeup room ready, prepped and ready to go. Also, regrouping my makeup from whatever gigs I've had previously before that, which may be film or photo shoot or video or whatever it is, I'm usually regrouping and taking massive amounts of items to the show, because even the other makeup artists that show up to the show are always missing something, or they don't have something, and I'm nice, so I let them use or borrow, or I give them whatever it is they need, to help them.
Right.
So usually that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get all of that together. I'm taking in at least, I took probably 8 bags worth of stuff to the seller. And it's not that I always use it or need it, but somebody asked me for something every time. The only thing I couldn't find that somebody asked me for this time was a shoehorn. And I have one. I just couldn't find which bag it was in.
But isn't it funny how, as makeup artists, we end up being everything. We end up being the medic, craft service,
wardrobe. Yes, because I had somebody ask for something wardrobe-wise, needle and thread-like, which I carry that. Somebody's always asking for stick pins. One of the makeup artists, which is a friend of mine, comes out of Atlanta, George, needed some items because somebody lifted some things out of his bag when he checked it in the airport.
Oh, wow.
And so he ended up needing several things, and it's just a general rule, and he said he normally doesn't do it, but he did check his bag. And so some people took some things out of his bag. And I told him, George, we don't ever check our bag. You take that. If you take nothing else with you, you take that bag on. So that's what happened. So a lot of people end up needing things. I help them. I come up with. So that's the basics of getting it all together and getting in there. And luckily, the Opryland has had for years had the smallest, minute, little bitty makeup room. But one of the blessings of the Nashville flood is that place is completely refurbished head to toe, and they enlarged the makeup room. So I tweeted last week and showed the picture of the makeup room, and I'll pull that picture and I'll retweet it.
Okay.
But it looks wonderful.
How many makeup artists? How many makeup artists did you have working with you this time?
I had three hair, and two barber.
Oh, okay.
And regardless of how many people I bring, production still wants me to make it less people. And I always end up needing more. Because for a space of three to 4 hours coming up to the show, like during pre-show, I could have had 10 makeup artists. But,
wow.
You know, they don't really grasp and understand that because it's so busy, so off the chain. And that's just from doing presenters, performers, let alone the folks that come in. Maybe I let them come in or try to sneak in, and that's nominees. We do some nominees. And then background singers and choir singers that try to get in. And one background singer, I noticed him waving at me at the door. But I couldn't talk to him because I had somebody in my chair. And afterwards, later on, I saw him. He had attitude because I didn't do his makeup.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it's this that constant fight and struggle of, you know, trying to get everybody taken care of. I'm responsible for. And then all those people who want to get in there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tell us a little bit. Tell us a little bit about. Tell us a little bit about who, you know, appears on the Stellar Awards. Who would walk into the makeup room at the Stellar Awards for people who may not know anything about the Stellar Awards, or, you know, that know that it's a award show for gospel music.
Right. One of the things that Stella do every year is try to bring in some, not say secular, but some television stars or some film stars that are not completely in the realm of gospel. Like, they don't sing gospel music, but they may be Christians and you may not know it because of whatever part they play on television, and they're just playing a part, whereas some people, you know, get all of that, those lines confused in regards to whether somebody is actual Christian versus what they play. So many times they do that. So you may have a variety of major names come in. And this year, it previously was so-called secret and top secret, but it's all over the internet now. Someone that we all admire and love is Mr. Omari Hardwick, and he came in there. And all I did is make up.
You know I love Omari Hardwick.
love, because the PA was standing at my door and they were telling me the next act that was coming up, and they named the people that were on the list. I said, okay, we've done that person. I said, but I must see Omari Hardwick. Tell him he needs to get it in here. And so they brought him to me, and he was like, well, they said that you wanted to see me. I said, absolutely. And I put my hands in his hands. I said, I just want to lay hands on you. Speak and talk to you and say hello. And if you want makeup, you can have makeup. If you don't want makeup, you don't have to have makeup. I just want you to come in the makeup room and say hello. And he said, hello, my sister. He said, it's wonderful to meet you. And he said, if you think I need some makeup, then that's fine. And I was like, minimal. We keep it real manly in here. And I gave him very, very light, just a little bit of concealer. But he was so nice. Coming to find out he's born in Georgia, but lived in Tennessee until he was 3 or 4, something like that, and then his family moved to Georgia. So he's in Tennessee and Georgia born. So very, very, very nice. So people like him come in there. Who else came in? I saw on the list Loretta Devine, but I never saw her, and I don't get to watch the show that much. So, but I didn't see her on screen, so I don't know whether she was there or not. The other names of people that were coming in that were more television stars, Megan Good, and she ended up not coming in the makeup room, although I had several conversations with her people. She ended up doing it herself, and she looked fabulous. I saw her in the hall, and we hugged and stuff. So, and Yvette Nicole Brown, who was on Community, she's the female that's on Community, she came in and did hers. It's one of the person that is a TV star I'm trying to think of. Okay, it's not coming to me at the moment, but I'll tell you if it come up with it. That's the main ones that normally you wouldn't expect to see there. But other than that, you're talking about all the biggest gospel stars, J.J. Harrison, J. Moss, Beverly Crawford did come in our makeup room. Donald didn't come in the makeup room, but he was there. The Clark sisters were done by my friend George. Sherry Jones Moffitt did come in, Lejeune Thomas, Sherry Addison, I did her makeup, Dwayne Woods, Jessica Reedy came through, the Neville sisters had their own makeup artist there, Bobby Jones came in, Vanessa Bell had her own. So you're talking about all these people at different important times come in. I did Shirley Caesar's makeup, Rance Allen and his group, Byron Cage, Dietrich Haddon. So all the big names will come in the makeup room, and the majority of the ones that were there did come in. There were a few people who came in with their own makeup.
Now, JK, I want to ask you in a few minutes about some of the makeup looks that were seen at the Stellas. But before I do that, I'm going to bring in T. Strong, who's also going to talk. I want to get both of you all's opinion about the Golden Globes, like if you've watched it or if you heard anything about it, and some of the, what you thought about some of the looks. So let me try to get her.
Golden Globe, yes.
Mm-hmm. Let me try to get her on here. I'm having some problems trying to get her in. So in the meantime, JK, tell me about some of the looks from the Stella Awards. I mean, I know you did some of the makeup, but just who stood out as far as their entire look?
Well, of course, Megan. Of course, okay. Megan. Good. Well, and I didn't know until after the Stellas that she's on the game now, because I hadn't seen the first episode. I keep missing it, and it's on now, I'm missing this game.
She has a recurring role.
Yes, I didn't have any knowledge of that, but of course she was beautiful. She stood out. Her makeup was beautiful. Gown was gorgeous, and she's just a beautiful girl. And she seemed really warm and really nice and receptive when I even saw her in the hall. And her people, I met the three people that were traveling with her. Very nice, very down to earth. No pretentiousness, any of that. So she seemed to be. She was definitely a major standout. Sherry Addison, who was, I think, on BET's show, the one that you all did. Sunday Best. She's a standout, of course, because she sings so well, but also because she fell off the stage and broke her arm the day before the show. So she's on the show with her in a brace, and just a humble, wonderful, really nice woman. And we both were talking about how the Lord is blessed because, I mean, it could have been so much worse. And
right.
There was nothing wrong other than they had a pit and she fell off the stage. So, but she's fine. Absolutely nothing wrong with her. Just sweet and nice as she can be. Other than that, as far as women and standouts and looks, Vicky looked fabulous. But Vicky does her own makeup. Had on a fabulous outfit, looked wonderful, and the Neville sisters, which I love, which are Vicky McLeod. I always say Vicky's last name kind of wrong. We call her Vicky Mack. She's on. They are on her label. She's the creator of Gospel Centric, who has Kirk Franklin and the family. So that's her new group. Dynamic singing girls, beautiful girls, just hair, makeup, look very nicely done. And they had a young lady named Lala with them that did their makeup, which I know her, and I can't think of Lala's last name. So those are some of the standout people and performers. Of course, Shirley Caesar, who kills regardless of what she does. She looks fabulous. I did her makeup. One of my guys is goes by the THEE. He did her hair. So everything, just flowed. Everybody looked wonderful. You know, we do clean beauty as much as possible unless somebody wants something extra, extra fat. Oh, and then a new person, not to everybody, but, her makeup looks fabulous is, oh, my God. No, I'm not drawing a blank. That's ridiculous. I'm drawing a blank to even tell you the name. it's extra ridiculous because I did a makeup for 2 days, and all of a sudden now I can't tell your name. Anyway, Lucinda Moore. That's what I'm trying to think of. Lucinda.
Okay.
So Lucinda looks fabulous. She's done up. She's in pink and green. It's off the chain, beautiful outfit. And, you know, it's all over the Internet as far as who won and who didn't. So she won one award on the pre-show. That's all I'll really tell unless, you know, somebody knows already. But she looks fabulous, outstanding.
Right.
And just,
now,
do
we have tea on now? Hi, I'm here.
Hello.
Hey, good.
Hey.
Yeah, I thought
hi
I was
there.
There.
How are you?
Good.
Hi.
You're
wonderful.
I've been listening in, and I love the clean beauty remark. That's
right.
Fabulous to me. I love clean beauty because, you know, it's better than anything else that's out there. And even if somebody is requesting something else, I mean, you know, you have to do what your clients say. But in my mind,
right,
they still want clean beauty. They just don't know that they want it until you get
right
to it.
That's right. That's right. They don't know. They saw something on somebody else that they thought was fabulous, but they didn't realize it wasn't what they needed. So
exactly.
Clean beauty is where we start at all points in time, especially the Christian realm. You know, all those colors
exactly,
and the 15 eyeshadows and all of that is not really appropriate in the Christian realm unless you have some sort of style or look where you kind of go for a rock and roll type deal
right,
or something. Other than that, it's not necessary, you know.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so everybody looks really good. There's only one group I could say that had a look that was a little more rock-like. But and they had their own makeup artist, and I don't remember the young lady's name at all. And she seemed to be nice initially, but they wanted her to be in my room, and I didn't have room for her. I think she wasn't happy about that. But, I mean, I had 10 people, I think, squeezed into my room, and I just couldn't accommodate one more. So, everything was wonderful.
Busy, busy, busy show, sounds like.
Yeah.
So. But, T, we're glad you could join us. And before we get into any of the Golden Globe stuff, we just want to talk to you a little bit about what you've been up to, you know, what you got going on, and just kind of introduce, you know, our listeners to who you are in more detail this time than the last time when you came on. So if you don't mind starting out, just introducing yourself and just, you know, letting us know a little bit about who you are, what you do, and how you got your start.
Okay. Well, I am T. Strong, and I basically got my start in the fashion industry as a retail buyer. So that's kind of where I started out. I've always loved fashion. You know, I dibbled and dabbled a little bit into modeling in my younger pre-kid days before the kids. and, you know, but I've always loved fashion. That's always been, you know, one of my very best things that I think I've always been great at as far as, you know, picking trends and styles and, you know, that sort of thing. So that was where I got my start. And, you know, now I have my own blog that I do. So my website is stylemaven.com, and it's spelled a little bit different. It's style, and then it's M-A-Y-V, like Victor, I-N. So it's a little bit different. And, you know, one of the questions that you had sent to me earlier today was basically asking me what makes me the style maven. Well, a lot of people always ask, you know, what does maven mean? And that's basically someone who is dazzlingly skilled in any particular field. And that's synonymous with the word expert, wizard, ace, you know, genius, superstar, that kind of thing. But with over 10 years of fashion industry experience, from the marketing side to producing fashion shows to writing and being an on-air personality and even as a retail buyer, I know a lot about the fashion industry from a various different aspects and various different levels. So, you know, I kind of gave that name to myself because I think at some point I deserved it. However, at the same time, I'm always learning, just like everybody else. You know, fashion is one of those things that changes all the time, and yet everything does always come back and, you know, comes back again. But, you know, it's always changing. So I'm always learning as well. So with that, I'm doing the website. I also have my licensed style tip of the week that airs every Monday on Fox News here in Charlotte, North Carolina. So if we have any listeners out there in Charlotte, thanks for being supportive. And, you know, so I do that. And then I also am working with the Plus Academy Charlotte. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Plus Academy, but they have various locations. You have?
Yes. I don't know a lot about it, but I have heard of it.
Okay. Well, it is for plus-size models. And, you know, it's basically just kind of like training for them, whether it's runway or, you know, whatever it is. And I teach a styling 101 class. So just kind of, you know, helping ladies, full-figure ladies, to understand their body types, to kind of know what works best on their body type. So I do that, which is, you know, and that's good for everybody. You know, it's not just full-figured women. Everybody can't wear everything. Let me rephrase that. Everybody shouldn't wear everything.
Amen.
Yeah, so the last time I was here, we talked a little bit, I believe, about Speaking Fashionese, which is my makeover show that I do. And we are kind of stalled a little bit on it right now, just kind of trying to decide what's the next direction that I want to take it, because I think that it's great as a online show, which is what it has been. And you can Google Speaking Fashionese. It's out there for everybody to see. But I kind of wanted to push it to the next level and, you know, continue to do it online, but then to also maybe take the mini segments of it, just kind of pulling people off the street and doing those, you know, 20-minute makeovers, you know, really quick. So I have a very great makeup artist that I work with. Her name is Joy Randall of Flawless Makeup Art. So she does that. And then, you know, there's a lot of different people here in Charlotte as far as boutiques and that kind of thing that support it as well. So I'm hoping to take it to that next level. So y'all pray for a sister on that one.
Well, whatever you do, just bring it back.
Yes, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I mean, I enjoy doing it, you know, being in front of the camera is definitely one of my passions, and if I can be in front of the camera and talk about the thing that I've loved since probably 3 or 4 years old, which is fashion, I'm very excited. You know, my mom always told me to pick a job doing something that even if they didn't pay me, you would still do. Now, you need to get paid because you got bills, you got stuff you got to do, but even if nobody paid me, I would still love it as much as I do.
Exactly. So tell me, let's go back to your to that segment that you do, the life and style tip of the week.
Uh huh.
How did that come about? Like, how were you able to do that? Like, was that something that you just thought of yourself and decided I want to share that with, you know, on like one of the television stations and, you know, share it with the city of Charlotte, or did someone approach you? And the reason why I'm asking you this is because we have so many makeup artists who, you know, they know what they want for their career, but they don't know how to get started. And although I think there are so many more resources for makeup and hair and styling people nowadays than maybe 10 years ago, I think there are so many means to get started. But I think it could just be that there's so many options out there that it confuses people. So, like, how were you able to do that?
Well, there are a ton of options, like you said, but for me, the best thing that I have learned, you know, being in the industry in New York for over 10 years, I learned it's all about who you know. So, you know, I make myself great at networking, you know, whatever event that I go to. I'm kind of that person that slides in and slides out. I know who's going to be there. I hone in on them. I find them, give them a card, get their card, and I'm out. You know, that's kind of my tactic. I'm too old to be in there still chilling and partying and all of that good stuff. So I just want to, you know, do what I got to do, handle business, and get out of there. So in this situation, I knew that I would like to see that type of spot. And ironically enough, my best friend, who's extremely supportive of me and everything that I do, she came to me with the idea because she had seen something kind of like it that was being done on a national level with CBS. I think it was CBS. I can't remember for sure. But, you know, and I kind of tweaked it a little bit because this person was not doing styling. They weren't doing anything fashion related. It was just a tip. You know, maybe one of those, you know, this is the best way to, you know, clean the dirt and grime off of your floor kind of thing. But it was a quick little thing, you know, wasn't too extensive, and you, it's kind of the same thought process that I have as far as events. You get in, you get out. You give them the information, they're happy. You know, people don't want to sit there and listen to you go on and on and on about one thing, which I learned as well, because everybody doesn't love fashion as much as I do. However, they do want those quick tips, you know, and I'm sure everybody can agree with that. You know, whenever you're dealing with any of your clients, they don't want you to go on and on. They want that quick tip and get it done. So I approached the network because I had met one of the producers at an event. So I approached her, had a meeting with her, and pitched my idea, basically. And what's funny is that I actually had three different ideas that I pitched to her on that day. This just happens to be the one that she chose. You know, you never know, and that would be my advice for anybody out there that's trying. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. If you get that meeting and you get that opportunity, give them some choices. Give them some things to choose from. You know, this wasn't really the one that I wanted them to pick up. I wanted them to pick up Speaking Fashionese. You know, I want out of the gate, I want my 30-minute to an hour show. And they were like, no, we're not going to go there yet. So,
right.
You know, that wasn't what they were looking for. But I did have two other options, and they, you know, basically chose one. And since then, the same makeup artist that works with me, I had pretty much told them, hey, you know, you guys should have a makeup segment. You know, you should do something like that. And now she has her own, but she's doing it once a month. So, you know, she's on there talking about, you know, makeup tips and all of that good stuff, and have people, you know, models come in and do the whole thing. So that would be my advice. Network, definitely. Do what you got to do to get into that meeting. And once you get the meeting, have some options. Because, you know, if you go in there with one thing and that's not what they're looking for, then what else do you have?
That is so, so important. Have some options.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
For whatever meeting you get, be prepared.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, be prepared and spell people's name right when you send them a thank you note. I'm just throwing that in there because that's a pet peeve of mine.
Ooh. Mm-mm. How about know how to spell?
Well, that too. You know, there is, that's what spell check is for.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, it's definitely avenues that you can go through. And I think another thing that helped me was that I did already have the website. So I had something that I could point them to. I did already have
right.
a Speaking Fashionese. I had shot the pilot already. I had the pilot.
Right.
I had it burned on a DVD and handed it to her and said, hey, you know, check this out. So it wasn't
right.
just some crazy person coming in off the street who you can't, you know, backtrack and do your due diligence to find out if this person really knows who they, you know, what they're trying to say that they are. You know, if you're saying you're a fashion expert, there should be some, you know, evidence of that. Same thing with, you know, makeup and everything else. So as long
right.
as you have that, I believe that that helps as well, because it gives them an avenue and something that they can really get out there and see. Do I like this person's personality? You know, are they in line with the morals and the ethics of our network? You know, you never know. They're not going to just put you on air without knowing those things.
Right.
True.
So true. So I think I read somewhere that you were doing something with Old Navy, or you used to do something with Old Navy.
Yes, I actually was contacted by Old Navy's PR firm in New York. And this is, again, another testament to putting in hard work into something. The only way I know that they found me had to be by looking at my actual blog. And the great thing about having a website and having a blog and that kind of thing, you never know who's looking. You know, you never know who's out there saying, oh, this person is really great. And a lot of things have come to me just from that, you know, product reviews and that kind of thing. They just will see it, like my style. I talk in a very conversational, I call it kind of girlfriendy, you know, because to mm-hmm. me, when I find an item that I love, I call my girlfriends and I rant and rave about it, you know, and I write the same way that I speak. So I'm very conversational in that way. And so they reached out to me and said, hey, you know, we picked a handful of bloggers that we want to be our official bloggers for a certain amount of time, you know, and we're going to send you product. We're going to send you gift cards so that you can shop online. You can go in the stores, and we want you to blog about it. Well, who's mad at that?
Well,
not me. I'm like, okay, great. When's it coming? You know, let me give you my address immediately. So, you know, those types of opportunities have come, but they're coming because I put so much work and so much effort into my website. And, you know, I try not to change any aspect of you know, the way I started out. I started out being very conversational, so now I'm not going to come in and start talking to you about, you know, Pantone color number 57. Like, you don't care. You just want to know that it's black or green or red, you know. So instead of getting very technical with people, I just keep it really simple. It's easy to understand, and, you know, that's how fashion should be.
Right. Wow, okay, so now I think I'm going to regroup, go back, check out my website, my resumes, my blogs, my all that, and see what I need to do differently because, I mean, I think you just kind of stepped on a couple people's toes.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that because I'm learning as I go along as well, you know, blogs are still relatively new. You know, it's not something that's been around for, you know, 20, 30 years. It's technology is always changing, so you always have to kind of be on the cusp of that. Now, the day that I get the call from Prada saying, hey, you know, I want you to do this and this and that, then I'm like, yay, I made it.
Come on,
you know,
Jesus.
I'm still very, very happy about what I, you know, the opportunities I've been given. But it's definitely about sometimes you just have to seek these things out as well because you have to think. Everybody wants advertising. And one little nugget of information that I think is really great is that I have actually had, you know, major department store heads tell me that they now look at blogs as important as they do magazines.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Which is very shocking in the beginning because I'm thinking, but it's a blog, like, you know. But the difference is the generation has changed. You know, a lot of people aren't waiting to get a magazine anymore. They want that instant information. You know, they pulling out the iPad out of their purse and they want to see what's new, what's hot right now. You know, and that's why. They're doing that. So anybody that has a blog, I mean, you know, that's a great avenue. Start reaching out to some of those folks and, you know, sending them to your site. Let them decide. You know, everything is not going to be for everyone, you know, but somebody's going to bite.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
So let's talk
Globes.
Yeah, let's talk Golden Globes.
Yay, Golden Globes, my favorite thing, or one of my favorite things. Because I have a lot of this information up on my website if anybody wants to check it out as well. I have the pictures because, you know, pictures are worth 1,000 words.
I'm looking at it now.
Say your site again.
Well,
say your site again, Team Maven.
It is Style Maven, stylemaven.com, stylemaven.com. And as you could see, because you're looking at it, Olivia Wilde was my favorite look. Oh, my gosh. I mean, like, it was just to die for almost. And Marquesa was really big on the runway, I mean, on the red carpet. A lot of celebrities chose to wear Marquesa designs. And, you know, I think that name is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It seems like somebody, like five additional people have on something from that design house every single award season. So that's a really great look. But hers with, you know, and then she went over the top with the shoes because the dress usually, you know, when your dress is really long, it's kind of, you know, dragging the floor. You don't really go hard with the shoes.
Yeah,
but
you couldn't even look.
She just... No, you really didn't see them at all. And I think maybe when she was getting out of the limo or something, somebody saw them. So they had her pulling her dress up so that you could see them. I mean, the yellow Louboutins were just retarded. You know, I mean, I can't even really give it any more words than that. So that was just my favorite look of the entire evening. Her hair was perfect. Her makeup was perfect. I mean, the whole thing was just really great. And I don't know if you guys have seen Black Swan at all, but
no,
really great movie as well. Got to get out there and see that. Natalie Portman was definitely one to watch for the red carpet.
I thought she
for
was
the
so
Golden Globes. She looked really cute with her little baby bump. Oh my gosh, it was just the cutest thing. And the pale pink with the little rose detail, also strapless. This was a Victor Rolf dress, and she just looked really great with the upswept hair and. Her stylist did a great job with her because I know, you know, when you go to these award shows, sometimes especially if you're pregnant. It seems like something's in the water in Hollywood because everybody's pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the stylists don't really know how to dress you, and everybody can't be Heidi Klum. You know what I mean? Like, she just looked like she had a stomach and that was all. So you got to kind of know exactly what's going to be flattering for that person based on where they are and their, you know, in their stage of pregnancy. And I just think her people did a great, great job. I also really like Jennifer Lawrence. She's an actress from Winter's Bone, I believe is the name of the movie, Winter's Bone. I haven't seen that one yet, but she had on a Louis Vuitton black and gray ruffle dress, and it just had these beautiful full ruffles, which, you know, she's a tiny little thing, so that works, but you can't have a whole bunch of ruffles if you're not a tiny little thing because that just doesn't go well. And it was backless, and it really just looked great on her. And then, you know, you always have those ones that bring it out every year. Angelina Jolie had on a really, really beautiful emerald green Versace dress, and it looked like it was kind of vintage. You know, it had kind of a vintage cut to it. And emerald green was a big color. That was a big color on the red carpet.
It was.
Yeah.
And it really was because there were about three or four people in green.
Yeah. There were. Mila Kunis,
shade.
I believe. Yeah. She's from.
Same shade.
Mm-hmm. She's from Black Swan as well. Mila Kunis. And she had on a one shoulder Vera Wang dress.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Gosh. That was one of my favorites, too.
Yeah, that one was really, really nice. And I believe, let me see, somebody else had on.
Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yes, she did. Catherine Zeta-Jones' dress was really, really pretty as well. And, you know, those are my top. And it's so crazy because usually I'm able to say, okay, you know, one, two, and three. But I just couldn't choose this year. I think everybody was just really going in hard. I mean, Eva Longoria looked really pretty. She had on black. Nicole Kidman looked really nice. Sandra Bullock, I liked her. Dress. People didn't like her bangs, though.
I actually loved her bangs. I loved her.
I thought they were cute, too.
I thought they were cute, but they did cover too much of her face.
But you know what? I just thought, I don't know, it was just something about it just looked great. But what did you all think about Jennifer Love Hewitt? I must say,
I liked it.
I couldn't even look at the dress for looking at her eyelashes like, this is too much. It was too much. Like, you could barely see her eyes. Like, her eyes weren't even open.
Yes, she did. I liked her hair. The messy bun was cute to me. The only thing I could say was that with her boyfriend there with her and the white dress, it really looked very, I'm about to get married. It was kind of.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that's what I liked. That's the reason that I liked it. But, you know, I thought it was kind of cute. I didn't put her on my top list, but I did think it was kind of cute.
Right.
I have a problem being a meanie. I think that's what it is. You know, I watch Fashion Police, and they're like, you know, this is bad, and that was bad. And I'm just like, oh.
But you know
what's up? Like the what's her name of, like, the lady that's on, well, used to be on American Idol. Tell me her name. You know what
I'm talking about. Paula.
I'm Paula, like the Paula Abdul of fashion. I don't really want to tell you that it's horrible. And unless, you know, we're kind of hanging out together.
The thing about, I think, all of this is when you're critiquing all of that kind of thing, I mean, I think we all just need to realize that it takes a lot of courage for celebrities or anybody to do anything in the public's eye. It takes a lot of courage, you know. So it's like, you know, everybody's going to be checking for your hair, your makeup, your nails. I mean, if you just say one word the wrong way, I mean, people are ready to critique you. So I mean, I understand, you know, not being a meanie and just, you know, being nice about it or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, that I think for those types of shows, you know, people know when they look really crazy and they're just kind of, you know, doing it just to do it, especially like I need to come back when, you know, after the VMAs, you know, the Video Music Awards bring out the cuckoos, you know, they just, you know, wear whatever they want to. But I think because of the Golden Globes, it's a different atmosphere. They're not sitting, you know, in orchestra seating. They're at tables. It's very elegant. So it's a completely different experience than a lot of the other shows like the Oscars and, you know, the Emmys and all of that kind of thing. So I think that, as you said, I agree with you. It takes a lot of courage to get out there and try something completely different. And, again, it's about body type. You know, that's why I mentioned about, you know, the baby bump and them actually getting it right and making her look
very, very nice and very elegant, you know, as a pregnant woman. You know, you're still really just accentuating everything, you know, all of her great features. They had her shoulders out, which was perfect. You know, a lot of people did that. And I just think that doing that and kind of knowing your body or the person that you're styling's body, that's a major, of major importance, because your style may not be what's comfortable for them. I mean, how many people have we seen on the red carpet who look like they're uncomfortable? You know, they look like I really want to keep pulling my dress up and, you know, doing all these other different things. So you have to be, you know, cognizant of all of that stuff and understand and know that person's body type in order to get them into the right thing. So, but now if it's you and your girl going to the club, I want you to pull her to the side. Don't let her go out looking crazy. Now, don't do that.
Okay,
that's not cool.
Then I need you to tell that to some of my guys on Atlanta Housewives.
Well, Atlanta Housewives. Maybe we ought to leave that one alone.
If you had a female friend that was the size of one of the guys on Atlanta Housewives, you would not let her go out looking like this.
Yeah, no.
No, not at all. That's off the subject, but I need somebody that, like you, who does style to reel one of them in, to redress one of them. If they're going to go for female, that's fine. Make them be flawless, though.
Yes, and that's what's important, you know. I think that because for everybody's body type is different. If you're you know, you're fuller chested, there's certain things that look really nice on you. Like, I don't know if you guys, I know this is another award show kind of off topic or whatever, but did you see any of the pictures from the BET Honors? You know, there were some
only
I think,
one
on your site.
Iman
was fabulous.
Yes,
she is absolutely gorgeous. She just gets better and better with age. But, you know, if you go out there and just, you know, look at some of the photos that are out there, I believe they have all of the pictures of Gabrielle Union, because she was the host again for the third year this year. And she had, I think, 8 or 9 different wardrobe changes. Well, I didn't love everything, you know. I didn't love all of them. Some of them she really, really looked nice in, and some of them didn't flatter her as much, you know. And I think that people don't realize that the camera really does add more pounds. It makes you look a little bit different depending on which angle you're you know, at. And 9 times out of 10, one of the people who really get that right, whose stylist really gets that right, is Queen Latifah. She puts her in a lot of things that really accentuate her. Now, they do mess up every now and again, but, you know, I think
especially if you saw the People's Choice Awards.
Yes. I think I like the white dress that she wore at the People's Choice probably the most, because she's a full-figured lady, you know, so you kind of have to find those things that really work for her body type.
Right. Yes. Well, what's the next one coming up?
What about, let me ask you guys, what about Halle Berry? What did you think about her dress?
I liked it, but I think that that was a runway. I really feel like that was a runway look. You know, that's something that she could definitely pull off. I mean, obviously she did. Her body is great, you know, but I think for that type of event, Halle is sexy enough. You know, sometimes you got to hold a little bit back. And I felt like that was just a little bit too much. And I'm not hating on it, because she's a very beautiful woman. But I just felt like for that particular event, I just wasn't that enthused about it.
Yeah, I thought something about it made her look come off. I know she is short, and she's not as tall as people think she is. But it made her look really short, something about the cut off of the skirt under it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. Absolutely right.
I kind of thought a lot of the older actresses just kind of did what they wanted to do, and they didn't really, you know, didn't really care about what anybody thought. They just wore what they wanted to, you know, to wear or whatever felt comfortable to them.
Right.
I always think Helen Mirren looks nice. I mean, she.
That's something about her I love. She's almost always so friendly dressed.
Yeah, she really is, and I just love everything that she does. I don't care what it looks like on it. I think she pulls it off.
Yeah, but she's very good at being comfortable in her own clothes, and that's really the key.
Yeah.
You know, you could have on the ugliest thing and, you know, be on the worst dress list, but if you're comfortable in it, you could pull off almost anything.
Yeah, exactly. What about Eva Longoria?
I thought her dress was really pretty. That also made her look terribly short.
Yeah.
As well, I think because it was just so long, it was slightly Morticia-esque. But from the waist up, it was beautiful. I mean, you know, she looked really good. But I was wondering, I'm like, did she get any work done since the divorce? Because her face kind of looked different to me.
Was it
the makeup?
I don't know, but it was something. It might have been the makeup. It was something extra beautiful about her, but I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
but to me,
really
I just thought
figure
it was
it out either.
Yeah, it was just something a little extra beautiful about her.
Of course,
about,
you know me. I went straight for the work. Did she get any work done?
Right.
Maybe it's just called relief. I'm done with that.
Oh,
I'm moving
on. That'll make you look different, won't it?
It will. It'll make you happier.
But what about Helena Bonham Carter?
What did she have on? Because, look, I remember the clothes.
That's the whole point. The red shoe, the green shoe, the bird in the
Helena.
He remembers her.
I'm trying to think who she is. By name. A little too gothic for me.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The thing with the thing on her head, or so she's like a whole bunch of stuff going on. Yeah.
Too gothic.
I can be meany on that one. I didn't like that.
She looked like she was in one of her on the set of one of her movies. She was dressed for the set, not to come.
I think that she dresses for her personality because she kind of does that rather often.
Mm-hmm. That's Sherlock
Holmes. So it's kind of become expected of her because
that's
kind of what she
style.
Does.
Yeah.
But she's
that's
not
style.
That old, so it look, makes her
she's
look
not.
Old.
She's not old at all.
Even if you like that look and you capture that look, that was a Sweeney Todd look also. That's what I called it when I saw it.
Exactly.
She's not that old. She could be gorgeously done. She could even have a wonderful updo that was simple and nice curls as opposed to that almost bonnet hairdo that was just sitting on top of her head.
Right.
I don't know
what
her stylist are.
I think she's her stylist.
Yeah.
Probably. What about the men? I thought the men looked rather nice.
The men always look pretty good. I mean, you know, I don't think anybody did anything that was totally off the wall, you know, and went strange with it, which, again, is usually, you know, the VMAs and those type of music awards where they do that. The guys always really look nice. If they have, I mean, you know, for me, it's like a man in a suit and it's tailored and fitting well, you really just can't go wrong with that.
Right. I think the actor's name was Robert Pattinson, I think.
He
wore
a
blue suit, which I thought was nice.
Yeah.
Blue suit.
Yeah, that was really nice. And, I think that guys getting into color is a great thing to me. You know, the black and white is classic. You know, the black suit is classic. Or even if you, you know, go Kanye and go with the gentleman's white jacket, you know, it could definitely work for you. But that blue did really work for him. I like that a lot.
And, you know, Robert Downey Jr. went with a little bit of color, too, with his gray suit and red tie.
He did. He did.
He said he was mixing
it
up.
Yeah. Is that what he said?
Yeah. He was mixing it up.
Very nice.
I'm looking at Kara Cedric's orange gown was beautiful. I don't know who
it was.
JK, what did you think about some of the makeup on some of these women? Like nothing like wild me. No, I didn't think anybody was like, you know, but I don't know why, I really loved Sandra Bullock.
I thought Sandra Bullock was pretty. I just thought it was too much hair in her face. And I thought her gown was a little frumpy. I thought she could have been a little. It doesn't have to be over the top sexy, but it just could have gave me a little bit more. Especially, you know, I just wanted a little bit more. I don't know why. But I think she's beautiful. Her makeup looked good. Her hair looked good. It just was, you know, more hair in her eyes for that award show than I would have wanted to see. Excuse me. Gabrielle Sedabe, makeup simple, nice. Whoever does her makeup, though, they make it. It's a little too red always for me.
I didn't even see her actually.
They only had a glimpse or two of her sitting there.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, that was actually during the award show. I didn't see her on the red carpet at all.
And her outfit, you know how when it's a plus size lady, most everything is patterned. It's patterned and it's got flowers and it's purple and stuff. It could have been a solid color to me. It would have looked better.
Okay, I see her now.
Yeah, the style of the dress isn't horrible. I mean, it's really simple, but it could have been a solid color as opposed to pattern.
Actually, agreed. I think she has on a little too much makeup.
Who? Gabrielle?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Her foundation is always really, really red, and there's a lot of foundation. And I mean, unless she doesn't have, you know, even toned skin, she doesn't need all that foundation.
Mm-mm. No, she doesn't.
And even if they do, then they either need to powder it more or reduce it and knock some of the shine out. She always looks really shiny.
Well, I think, and looking at the picture that I'm looking at, it's kind of close up. I mean, I think they kind of overdo it with the shimmer on the red carpet, too.
Yeah, because they're trying to make sure that they get that glow and, you know,
and
all
that
stuff
glow,
for the cameras.
That
glow
turns oily skin. You don't need all of that.
That's right. And that glow turns into oily, greasy look when certain cameras hit it. And people don't seem to realize that. It has to be at strategic points on the face, not all over. Or the people
Let me ask a question. When you talk about
that
changing... Is that something that, you know, they should really kind of pay attention to and say, I have this outdoor makeup versus indoor makeup?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to address.
Okay.
JK just kind of touched on it when she said they don't realize it. And that's because a lot of times when makeup artists are doing makeup for red carpet, they seem to forget it's for TV. It's not just for them on the outside of this red carpet. It's for TV. So now they have to transition from being outside on the red carpet, and they're forgetting about the television cameras, into going inside where you have different lighting and you're actually going to be on live television. And it does not work.
And so putting that shimmer in strategic points at the pop of the cheek, maybe barely any across the forehead, because a lot of people are doing their right on the chin or any of that, minimal. It does not need to be all over. That's what people are doing. They're doing this all over shine. And a lot of people who are calling themselves makeup artists, which goes back to some of our previous discussions on other shows, are doing this old swirl buffing thing with their shimmers and their and they're putting it all over the face, almost like the infomercials. And that's what you're not supposed to do that. All your mica-infused products should not be all over the face.
Exactly.
So that means that almost any camera that hits it, especially any one that flashes, is going to turn it into shine. And they don't grasp that because they didn't go to school. We go back there again. If you didn't get any amount of classes in it, then you don't realize.
You have to be a student of your game. That's my thing. I always say that. Please be a student of your game. Do not allow your industry to get beyond you. You should always have your head in a book, you know, looking towards somebody who knows as a mentor, that kind of thing. Don't just get out there and start doing whatever you want, you know. And it's funny that you say that because a lot of people – do that across the board from fashion to makeup, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. I tell you who looks cute. Which the dress was a lot, but she looked cute. Amber Riley, the girl from Glee, African American girl from Glee. Cute outfit, all shimmer, it sparkles. It doesn't look like it's sequins. It could be.
No,
but
I'm
not sure.
I don't think that it was. I can't remember exactly, but I thought that she looked age appropriate. You know, I think she looked really nice on the red carpet.
Yeah, makeup looks cute and soft. Hair is cute. She has bangs, but it's her hair and her weave is nice weave, well done, pulled over to the side, very, very well done. She looks fabulous. She looks very good. So her people are putting it together. And she even had a belt on. She's belted at the waist, but it looked good.
Well, sometimes, you know, that extra pop and bringing that belt to the waist is not a bad thing if you're full figured, and even if you're not, you know, it just kind of cinches you in and shows that you actually have a waist. You know, there's a lot of people who are really tiny and still don't have that waist definition. So adding that little belting detail is always a good idea, as long
right.
as the dress and the silhouette of the dress goes with it.
Yeah, it looks very nice. They did a good job.
Now, so who's
Eva Longoria? I don't think Eva Longoria has anything done to her. It looks like a change in her makeup. Like
is that
maybe
just
she's
the makeup?
A different
okay.
makeup artist. It looks like maybe she used a different makeup artist because she's very, very well done, very even, and it matches her total skin tone as opposed
and I
to
think
sometimes
that's
her
what
face
it was.
Is darker.
Right, I think what that's what got me. I'm like, did she get Botox? Like, I just knew that it was something different. I couldn't figure out what it was. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I mean, and I thought she looked great. I mean, you know, she definitely looked fabulous. But I was like, what
fabulous.
Has she done?
Black dress is killer. And she's got the totally muted lip, barely peachy cheeks with the shimmer on them. It's just, it looks like she's just not done as dark. As
mm-hmm.
she normally is.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all it looks like to me. I don't know. She might have had a little something done, but that's what it looks like.
We're not going to put that out there. Poor Eva. That's how rumors get started. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think she had anything done. I don't see any lip plumpers or anything. It doesn't look like any of that.
Wait. Well, we see we have coming up, we have the Grammys coming up.
We do.
We have the Screen
Actors
Guild.
This is just the beginning of, the beginning of show season. This is my favorite time of year, so pretty much everybody is having something.
Right. So it's a lot more to talk about coming up soon.
Well,
yeah,
I would love
to
come back
whenever
you're ready. Oh, my gosh, me too. You know, just to kind of experience all of that fashion in one time, I may have heart palpitations. I don't know if I could take it.
I just take my box of tissue with me and just wipe the tears and enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
And keep it rolling.
Yeah.
I want to tell you what about January Jones?
January Jones. I think she had a lot of skin out. That was a very lot of skin out dress. I mean, you know, the cleavage, the sides, it was a lot. I mean, she looked great in it. I won't say it actually looked like somebody put it on her and then
that was,
you know, sewed it on.
That was the red Versace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was Versace. All open tatas pushed and pumped up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, everything was in its place now. It was all
almost,
in its place. I just
was
kind of like, wow.
It was almost MTV red carpet to me.
Right,
it was almost,
right.
Yeah. It wasn't quite Golden Globe red carpet.
I wouldn't expect that. And I think that's something, too, that a lot of celebrities maybe don't look at and just say, oh, you know, I look killer in this dress. Yes, but in my mind, it still is a different level of appropriateness for each event. You know,
right.
depends on where you're going. Like, if Halle had worn that dress to the VMAs or even to the Grammys, it probably wouldn't have looked, you know, so off to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe, you know, went up on the skirt a little bit. Because I think somebody mentioned earlier that the skirt underneath was kind of a weird length for her.
Yeah.
So it either needed to be a little bit shorter or all the way longer, something needed to be a little bit different there. When you have that kind of overlay going on, you really have to pay attention to what's going on underneath as well.
Right. Yeah. See, if you watch one episode, one or two episodes of Rachel Zoe, seems like it will tell you and your team that even though you have this dress, and it's like, oh, my God, I got this dress from Versace, and it's so wonderful. They just sent it to me.
Right.
I just got to wear it. Oh, my God, what's coming up next? I'm going to wear the Golden Globes. Somebody would have said, stop. Okay, that's not a Golden Globe.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it. Let's save this one for the next one.
You look
one.
Fabulous in it, but it's not appropriate for this particular, you know,
right.
event.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
ladies, we have run out of time.
Oh, my
they're crying it in the chat room, like, no, don't go.
Sorry.
Well, we'll be back,
but,
I hope.
It's been great. Thank you so much for inviting me back.
Oh,
thank
no problem. We'd love to have you back again really soon because we still didn't get a chance to talk about spring predictions, but it's okay.
No, I know. We'll get there. We have more time.
Maybe
right.
you'll blog about it, and we'll see it there. But
we have
the Screen Actors Guild coming up at the end of the month, so you know, maybe we can get you in our beauty news section and come on and talk about that then.
All right. Well, I'm always up for it. Thanks once
all
again.
Right. And stay in the know. I try to stay everybody in the know. So go to stylemaven.com and check me out. Send me an email. I do questions and answers, and I love to just hear from people. So send me pictures of your own favorite looks.
We also have
the Oscars coming up. I'm excited about that too.
What's your email, T?
It's stylemaven@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to put it in the chat room.
Thank you very much. That's style, MAYVIN@gmail.com. And it's also on my website as well.
Okay. All right. And one thing we'd like to get from you before you go, you can answer one last question, and that is, what is beauty to you?
What is beauty to me? Oh, my gosh. Beauty to me is... it's more inward than it is outward, and I just believe that doing the right things, being who you really are, being who God meant you to be, that's just the most beautiful thing to me. And if you're doing, you know, your passion and you're living your life to the fullest, that's beautiful.
Very well said.
All right.
Very well said. Well, we thank you, T. Strong, for joining us, and we thank you, J.K., once again for joining us and telling us all about your Stellar Award experience and all that good stuff. It sounded like it was a busy year this year. So, I mean, that's really good, though. But I've got a makeup artist for you, J.K., for next year and from our chat room. She's one of our loyal supporters. I'm going to send you her information. So, and she knows she's ready, so...
That'll work. Both of y'all don't get booked again.
Right. Yeah, I definitely want to try to make it. Definitely. So,
right, and Thomas wanted to come, and he got booked. So that's what always happens with my out-of-town folks.
Mm-hmm.
They always get booked.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll work out. It'll work out one day. We will be there.
Right. All right.
We will be there. So thank you both, ladies, and we appreciate you both and can't wait to have you both on again.
Thank you so much.
Love y'all. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Okay.
Bye.
All right, good night. Bye-bye.